Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
They're favored, I guess, until they're done. They're not done, but Ravens will look pretty done the last 2 weeks at home, and here to talk about that and more from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Childs Walker. Childs, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. And after the Ravens started 1-5, and we talked to you about this, here they are. They're 500 all of a sudden. Matter of fact, they're now 6-5. Here they are. They dug themselves out of the hole. Then they get their asses handed to them by Cincinnati on Thanksgiving, and all sorts of craziness happened on Sunday at home against the Steelers. So with Lamar apparently in tears, literally, after the loss to Pittsburgh, how does John Harbaugh regroup the troops? And at this stage, is it up to him to do it? Do they have to, from within, get it together a little bit as players?
Well, I mean, as you kind of just laid out, it has gotten late early. They basically can't lose this weekend, or I think it's probably close to over. I mean, we've been saying for more than a month now. I mean, what's really keeping them alive is the lack of quality in the division, and that's still the case. I mean, you know, it's not like you're assuming that Pittsburgh is going to close it out 4-0 or anything, but. This team has been sort of soul searching all season, and, you know, we are hearing the same things week after week about, you know, what we want to accomplish is still in front of us. You know, we still think we can be a complete football team, but I mean, it's all kind of ringing hollow at this point because they have not been able to find those answers, and they couldn't find enough of them again on Sunday. And I mean, you know, I mean, John Harbaugh can say what he wants to say. And I mean, he can say, you know, we're just going to take it a week at a time. And, you know, we know the possibilities are still there for us. And I mean, that's true to a point. And I mean, I think he hasn't lost the team in the sense that they've stopped caring or playing hard, but the bottom line is they have not been able to find fundamental answers about what ails them as a team. And I mean, it's they're almost out of time.
I can help offensively. The two guards are killing them. You know, well, I mean, Childs, yeah. I watched the game again. You know, and there's a lot of yards that are left out on that field because of the two guards. And bottom line is they just don't sustain they don't move their feet. They stop their feet is the biggest problem.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if you pulled the fan base, that would be the consensus view that that's the biggest thing that ails them. And it's certainly true. I mean, their whole concept of the offensive line hasn't worked. I mean, actually, weirdly, I didn't think they played their worst game against the Steelers. I thought the run blocking was okay. Falele had a bad game as a pass blocker. No doubt about that. I mean, you know, I mean he He lost the cornerback coming in on the blitz. That was a big play in the game. But I mean, that they can't fix that at this point. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, you have what you have for the rest of the season. And I mean, is there a future with Emory Jones? Maybe, but I mean, their clear evaluation on that, and Harbaugh said it again on Monday, is that he right now has not played better than either Falele or Voorhees, and Voorhees is really the guy that he would replace anyway, probably, given that he's practiced mostly on that side. So, I mean, they've made that whatever mistake they made in roster construction, they've made it at this point. I mean, there's not any magic solution in the cupboard. I mean, it's just, they're stuck with what they have. I mean, that's a problem for the offseason.
Childs, what do you think with Keaton Mitchell? I mean, because I showed Bob a clip, and we were talking about it because he saw it during the game too. When Keaton's running down that left sideline, there was a little hitch in his giddy up, in his stride there, where something happened to his knee while he was running.
Yeah, I mean that definitely seemed to be where he got hurt. Now, I mean the word is optimistic on how he's doing. I mean, he sort of signaled that immediately on social media, almost immediately after the game, and Harbaugh gave an optimistic update on Monday. Said he's day to day. So I don't think it would be a shock if he was out there at practice today. I mean, so yeah, I think the vibes are good there, and I mean that's an important thing, because I mean him as a counterpoint to Henry has been one of the things that kind of has worked pretty well in recent weeks, where not a whole lot has gone right offensively. That's actually something that they have been able to tap into a little bit. So you hope that he hasn't had another setback, but right now it's sounding pretty good.
Now, Childs, I did like the fact that they had Lamar running. I mean, he carried it 7 times,
yeah,
but he looked good running, and he looked like he had some bursts and explosives. I just think that they need more of that, and that's going to help that offensive line so much.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you, Vinny. I mean, to me, that's been, if aside from the offensive line, setting that aside for a moment, I think that's been the biggest thing that's been missing from their offense this year is that, I mean, that sort of that, that tractor beam effect that Lamar has had on the offense when he's been at his best in recent years just hasn't been there for most of this year. I think obviously he just didn't play 3 games and he's been banged up for most of the year. But I agree with you. I thought he definitely moved more dynamically on Sunday than we have seen him really since the beginning of the season. And if you are going to be optimistic about what they can do over the last 4 games, that's one of the best reasons to be optimistic. And I think he felt that as well. I mean, as kind of frustrated and distraught as he was after the game, he did say that, he felt good and he felt like he was moving well. And, Harbaugh said that as well. I mean, I think everybody could sort of see that he looked the healthiest that he has since he came back from the injury. Now, I mean, there's still stuff to worry about there. I mean, his touch is as a passer, it's just off right now. I mean, the interception he threw, I don't think it was really a bad idea. I mean, he saw Ali open down the field. He figured I can get 15 yards instead of running for 5 or 6. I mean, that's a play he would have executed in 23 and 24, and he just didn't have the touch on the pass. And I mean, we've seen that again and again. I mean, he was leading receivers out of bounds on Sunday. I mean, he just wasn't precise as a passer, and he hasn't been precise as a passer. So you wonder how much of that is health. How much of it is just that, his confidence is a little off right now. But, I mean, was it uplifting to sort of see him run better? Sure, but there's still a lot for him to work out to get anywhere close to what we saw last season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, last thing for you on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Which team will be representing the AFC North and hosting a playoff game coming up here in January?
Yeah, I mean, logic says it's going to be the Steelers. I mean, that game last weekend was huge. And they don't, I mean, I don't think highly of them as a team, don't get me wrong, but they don't have a very tough schedule the rest of the way. I mean, you know, Miami's playing better, but do you see them going and winning in Pittsburgh in primetime? I don't.
If they rush for 200 yards.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just the kind of game where my gut says Pittsburgh, right? I mean, then they have to go to Detroit. That's a tough game. But then they have the Browns. I mean, we know, I mean, the Browns just can't hurt you offensively. And then, you know, does it come down to the last weekend between the Steelers and the Ravens in Pittsburgh? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But I just, you know, they have their nose in front, and I think they have a slightly easier schedule. So I think logic says Pittsburgh.
At least you didn't go full on Homer, Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Childs, if we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, Happy Holidays to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Childs.
Childs Walker, everybody. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around, what happened in the world of sports last night. And historically, a couple of cool Ravens things we'll get into on this December the 10th. The game lacks. Go to Major League Baseball, the winter meetings, very much alive. The Orioles have been aggressive. They're coming home not empty, I guess. I don't know. The Rule 5 draft is today. Orioles did get the 7th pick in 2026. And then, I guess, not all loss. Who knows? But we'll talk to Gabe about that. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, more of your phone calls as well at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny Haney, Nolan, you're on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.